And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. We're going to be having some great times here. Talking long-range fishing, one of the greatest fishing experiences of your life. Stay tuned. Southern California's Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Sea Keeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, back in the Mighty 1090 studios with one of my most favorite guests that ever we have on Let's Talk Hookup. Today's going to be a great show, man.
Indeed, Captain Tim Ekstrom, Royal Star, great to have you.
I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, indeed, after a busy Fred Hall Long Beach show, you were there the whole time.
I was, and that's the first time, you know, I've been on the boat for the last four years, so I was completely revitalized, such a great time, so I feel so fortunate to be able to, you know, press the flesh, man, meet everybody, connect face-to-face, eye-to-eye. I had countless fantastic conversations with prospective Royal Star anglers that have been riding the boat for a long time, anglers that I haven't seen for years.
It's got to be fun.
I was just telling Pete, I was walking the hallways with Duke. You know, my son came up there with me.
Yeah. So
the great ambassador.
Yeah.
But he, I saw so many Royal Star anglers that haven't been on the boat for a long time just walking around.
Sure.
And just, whoa, hey. You know, yeah. It's just great.
That's
you know,
fun.
I was really happy to be there.
Fun times getting to relive all the stories. You know, I fished with you back, you know, your first day on the boat, and we got this big fish all the way to, hey, man, last summer we had this awesome day at Guadalupe. It's just fun to get to relive all the good times you've had with everybody.
You know the funny thing? Somebody will come up and, you know, we'll shoot the breeze about something, and they'll say, hey, you know, like, remember that bluefin I caught? I mean, we're talking back in 1992 or something. And I'll be like, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I remember. And these guys, they can't believe that I can remember it.
That's cool. Yeah.
But, you know, all those little things, they do.
Fish of a lifetime.
Well, they just jog your memory. Even if it isn't a fish of a lifetime, there's a lot of times, you know, just some little trigger.
And you hooked that thing on a TLD 32 speed and it took all the line. Like, that's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. That's exactly what happens, man.
That's cool.
That's cool. And during the show, Captain Brian Sims was on the boat down for your fly-down, fly-back Mazatlan trip.
That's right. And I had more conversations about the Mazatlan voyages, the adventure, than any other topic by a long way. I mean, that was
pretty excited about them.
Yeah, everybody's interested. I mean, it's new. It's a new idea. Yeah. And it was successful. And it accomplished exactly what we set out to do. 4-day trip, a legit opportunity at a trophy-sized yellowfin tuna. You know, not just one, but multiple opportunities.
Sure.
Mixing in some other fishing in the 3-day time frame on the water. So, you know, you're not just limited to one thing or bust. The area is beautiful, running out of the El Cid Marina. As we, you know, we saw, what
was that,
a couple years ago?
Call,
I mean, you could just, it is the most beautiful destination. The logistics were flawless. Geronimo Cevallos and all the people at the El Cid were just, I mean, they are the consummate professionals.
Yes.
I cannot speak highly enough about that location. I'm so excited about building on this year. You know, it's kind of the exploratory for sure, and we do have next year. We've done the same thing. We put 2 trips on the schedule. I'm hoping to add, which means 4. So there's 4 4-day trips on the schedule. I'm hoping to add a couple more if there's a sufficient interest. We will, because we've got enough time in our schedule. Anyway, I mean, the destination is phenomenal, Mazatlan. Everything that we talked about, it came to fruition, and again, the fact that the logistics were so smooth. I mean, it just all added up to a fantastic experience. I'm thrilled about it. Just to be able to provide that kind of a voyage, that kind of an opportunity, big yellowfin, wintertime when there's not really much going on up here. You know, the weather's killer. It's just everything about that and the fact that again, Mazatlan's a new destination for us. It's a new area to run out of, which you guys
and
know.
And a cool city.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm all about that. I like doing new things. You know what I mean? I don't want to go down the beaten path, or anytime we see an opportunity to get off the beaten path, introduce something new. That's a big part of our identity. So I was just thrilled about the opportunity to do this and then to see it actually succeed. Yeah. We live for it, man. I love it.
Mazatlan was so perfect because it's so easy. Like, even if somebody's a little bit hesitant, you know, well, I really like the idea of just going to San Diego, get on the boat. Like, this is the epitome of ease. The airport's so close and the people are easy and transportation is so easy. Like, every step about it, when you get to El Cid, everything's easy. Like, it is, there is no question, there is not an easier way to go on a professional operation like the Royal Star and catch a giant fish without having to miss, you know, some people just aren't able to take the time that it takes to be gone for 15 days. And this gives you that exact same shot in 4 days. Like, I mean, you know, you compass that over a couple days of a weekend. I mean, you're missing a couple of days from work. And, I mean, you guys had basically, you know, you had a 300-pounder on the last trip. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And you know, you say some people, most people nowadays can't.
Totally.
They just don't have that 12 days to go down there and access the giant yellowfin tuna fishery. And we understand that. So we've adapted. Yeah. And like I said, I feel we've done a pretty good job now, a great job of providing an alternative that I'm really looking forward to building on. And you know, you're talking about Mazatlan and the 4-day time frame. I do have to emphasize that it would be a crying shame to go down there and not tack on
you're
a day
right.
on the
you're
beginning,
right.
a day on the end, bring your wife, bring your girlfriend, whatever, have them stay at El Cid, have them come on the boat, but have them stay at El Cid if they're not the fishing type, have them enjoy the city of Mazatlan for a couple of days. It is just a phenomenal area. It's a phenomenal destination.
Great restaurants, great culture.
And everyone is just, they're laid back, they're friendly, they're welcoming. It does not have that edgy feel that some of the other big name tourist destinations down there have. And I mean, Mexico's done a phenomenal job of building their tourist districts, Cabo, Vallarta, down farther, help me out, keep me going, you know, whatever, Acapulco,
all those things. Yeah, totally.
I mean, they've done a phenomenal job. Mazatlan, just, again, it doesn't have that edgy.
It's old school.
It's old school, yeah.
Old school. I mean, have you met anybody there that isn't just chill and really excited about the fact that you're there and... You know, they're not just looking to pimp you, not constantly to try to get something out of you. I mean, you just don't have to have your, you know, you feel like you have to have your guard up.
Yeah, you can still stroll down the beach and find a cool spot and get beers and tacos for $1. You know, like, it's
exactly.
Just cool. It's like how, it's the things that you love about going down to a place like that.
That's exactly right. So, anyway, I'm thrilled about it. I'm incredibly grateful to again, Geronimo Cervellos there, El Cid Resort.
Who was up at Long Beach the whole
time.
That's
exactly right.
Great, yeah.
That's right.
And we're going to be sponsoring in 2020 the very first trip, which is the 24th through the 28th, Friday through Tuesday. I'll be going on that trip with you. And here's another exciting announcement. There will also be one person from the winner of our San Diego County Ford Dealers contest this year.
Oh, how cool is that?
Nice
trip.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Thanks to Tim and the gang at the Royal Star. That'll be our grand prize, 4-day fly down, fly back trip to Mazatlan on the Let's Talk Hookup trip for our grand prize this summer for the San Diego County Ford Dealers.
That's awesome.
That's a big
cool
event.
Yeah, dude.
That's a big event. Now these trips are kind of home run swings. They're big fish trips. You got a chance to catch a lot of fish, but you also have a chance to catch that fish of a lifetime in 4 days. And, you know, it's not an everyday kind of thing, right?
That's right. The main focus of those trips, and I'm glad I was going to make mention of that. I'm glad you did. It's not about going down there and filling the boat with 40-pounders or you know, I mean, I'm not saying that if we have an opportunity to catch some fish that we won't, because we did. I mean, all four trips, we had an opportunity to target those school-sized fish anywhere from, say, 30 to 100-something pounds, and we did. And it's great because it breaks up the day. It breaks up, you know, adds a little element of action, excitement. I mean, it's important, but that's not the objective. It's not to just go clobber a bunch of fish. It's to fill in the blanks, maybe with some school type fish and whatever, and then give everybody an opportunity, a big one, which, you know, that, I mean, that is a big fish fishery.
Yeah, it is.
We knew it from before, but we lived it ourselves. I mean, and the results speak for themselves. God, that first trip, we had 6-2, one stop.
God, that's crazy.
One stop.
On a 4-day on a 4-day trip.
Yeah. Now,
legit.
Back in port the next morning.
That's right.
Yeah.
One of the big advantages we talked about with Royal Star going down there with a full load of sardine, how did that make a difference?
It was a game changer.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Like I just said, we had 6-2 out of one stop. I mean, that was not because...
They came to the boat.
Oh, they come to the boat.
Yeah.
It was like picture perfect. I loved it because, you know, we saw this school, you know, Captain Blake Wasano Eagle Eyes' school. And it's like, we thought they were dolphins. Captain Blake is like, man, those are dolphins. Those are all big ones. You know, and you pick up the glasses. Yeah. And, oh, my God. They were straight 200 and 300 pounds. Just,
oh, that's so
big,
cool.
Big area of them spread out in the surface, just milling along like carp. Anyway, we got up on them and unloaded on them. And I didn't, you know, it was like within 5 seconds, everybody's just screaming. I didn't even have to look, but I did. You know, like, oh my God, look out the door, and a 300 pounder comes flying out of the water, literally from me to you.
Oh my God,
like right there, 4 feet
There's
from
one.
The hole. Oh my God. Yeah, I think they're gonna work.
They're gonna bite.
Oh,
and they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
cool.
We
had 6-2 out of that stop.
Yeah.
And just drift along, hooking them one at a time. I mean, at one point we had 5-6 going because, you know, it takes a while to get them in.
Sure.
So 20 minutes later, you hook another one. 10 minutes later, you hook another one. They all add up. Meanwhile, they're just, you know, half the bait tank size boils around the boat on the bow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting
that's
stuff.
Game changer. But it also gives you the opportunity, having that load of bait provides the opportunity to venture out. You know, you're not just locked in where you're sitting there drifting with one bait on your line, hoping like hell that you know, lightning strikes. I mean, we're mobile. I mean, we employ all of our tools. You have those three guys up on the mast or on top of the wheelhouse with the big pipe spinning, and you know, we can cover a lot of ground in a day. Yeah. And those guys see 8 miles with those glasses. Wow. I mean, you know, you see a bird school, you see dolphin. I mean, we can go fish that. We're actively moving around, and then whatever we find, we can take advantage. We get out there and we can fish our game. That's what we do. That's why this fishery is successful as it is. And you know, transport that advantage down to that area, which, again, going back to the 90s, we fished it plenty. We know, and I know that as well, history will repeat itself. Sure. There will be times in all those schools of that mid-size, that 100 to 175 pound fish, the jumpers, the bird schools. I mean, it's all gonna be viable again. It's gonna come back. So,
can't wait to get back down
there. Can't wait for that.
So you have to wait. You have to wait till next January.
That's right.
Yeah, and so there'll be two. Right now, there's two trips. There's one. Two in January and then two in March.
That's right. So it'll be the 24th. here I am without my schedule.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, it's the 24th to the 28th of January, then the 28th of January through February 1st, and then it's the same time as this year. It's the last week of March.
Last week of February.
Last week of March. Yeah, February. Sorry, and the first week of March. I think it's March 1st through the 5th.
They're on the Royal Star schedule. Royal Star Sports.
Exactly. Ricky's getting my back.
You can book it right now.
Yeah, he's pulling it up.
And book it online. Those trips are going to fill.
Yeah,
they're going to next year.
And you limited it to 18 this year.
That's correct.
Yeah, and you lowered the price.
Well, we did because you know we didn't really know what it was going to entail.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You go down there, you take a shot in the dark. And we sharpened up the pencil and saw that we could save you guys a few bucks. You know, it works out. It pencils out to where we can survive on it. So we thought we'd try to make it a little more attractive on the price point, drop the passenger load, which makes a big difference. It does. That kind of fishing, you know, I would much rather target big ones with 18 anglers and 20. And, you know, I think two makes that big of a difference. It does. You know, it's two more of us standing back there in the on the rail. So I'm happier about that format, and again, we're gonna try to make the price point a little more attractive, and I think that for what that opportunity is, what we're bringing, you know, that's an all inclusive price for what we're bringing down there. You're not gonna find a better deal that kind of opportunity. I mean, and that is, it's a smoking deal. You might look at it and go, whoa, you know, it's kind of high for 4 days trip. It's not.
No, it's not.
Not compared to what's out there.
Because you're putting your stuff on the boat in San Diego.
That's exactly
right. Your fish is coming back. With the boat in San Diego.
That's right. And
that's
a
huge deal.
Yeah, you got to remember the way we choose to run those trips to bring that load of bait down there, to bring that load of fish back, that's what it costs.
Yeah, and I mean, you as the passenger are going on a 4-day trip, but you're participating, you know, in basically a 12-day trip.
That's exactly right.
I mean, you're going, you know, you're basically just getting to be there for the most productive time of a 12-day.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, indeed. Well, of course, there are other trips on the Royal Star schedule other than the four Mazatlan trips. And, I mean, Guadalupe Island.
What a year you guys had.
What amazing.
It's just been phenomenal.
The loop.
I mean, the fishing there this year, it was combined with the fact that there was just a lot of fish there. This year, they were actually biting better. There were windows in 2018? Mm-hmm. What year is it now? There were windows in 2018 or 2017 when they bit really well, but there were a lot more windows in 2018. And I mean, it started earlier and it went all the way through the end, you know, from the middle of July, early July, all the way through the end of December. That fish was available, that fish was around, and for the most part, it was biting.
Nice.
And especially later in the year, both early in the year and later in the year, when the fish got out off the island. I mean, our success ratio was really high. We had no issues with the big gray man. You know, I mean, everything was from the middle of October on was just, it was just fantastic.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, that place is so incredible. And you know, I mean, to have that kind of access to that kind of fishing, that kind of fishery on that length of a trip, I mean, it's the marquee destination. It just is. And I got to go back to, again, thanking the governor of Mexico and CONAP for providing that kind of access out there. It's an offshore fishery. It's highly migratory species. Those fish they're not endemic. They're not, they don't live there. So they recognize that, you know, they migrate in and out of there. It's completely sustainable. You know, us as a sport fleet, we're not, we're not doing any, having any impact on that region. So thank God they recognize that and provided some access. It's a good revenue stream down there. We're doing everything we can to support the economy. Meanwhile, we're benefiting just huge. Everybody that has an opportunity down there, it's a magic experience. I mean, it may not always be because it's fishing, but just the destination alone is it's marvelous. Cool. It's spectacular.
Few places have a backdrop like that, you know, to be able to catch fish, you know, whether it's on the anchor or drifting or just around those around that island and the the outerlying rocks. It is just a really, really cool place to be. And then to have the type of fishing that it provides is so over the top.
Yeah, everybody I know, everybody who's been there, everybody, even on the slowest days, you just look around and go, you know, fishing sucks, but boy, this doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, look around you. Wow.
And then you flick a light and the fishing could be turned on.
That's right.
That's the way that place is. Yeah,
that's how everywhere is, right?
But
that's how it happens.
And then, well, what do you think for this summer? Are we going to have bluefin again this summer?
There's going to be a horde of bluefin. There already is. I mean, right now, I just on the line this morning, I know Aaron Barnhill was running the Red Rooster coming up, and he fished that bluefin and saw bluefin for days. I think yesterday was slow, but the day before, it's just everywhere. We saw everybody transiting right now sees it, runs through it. Between, I mean, it was as high as, almost, I know it was outside San Martin always, you know, 60, 70 miles, but between there and Benitas, somewhere in that track, along that track, it's been seen by everybody transiting over the past 3 months. It's there.
And the commercial guys are already on it, and they're already working toward their quotas, and likely they were done with their quotas so early last year that basically left it all for us.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be done.
Yeah.
They're going to be done and gone and fat and sassy and happy, and, you know, everything's great. There's what I really am encouraged about listening to we all know Tom Green and right. Tom is seeing a lot of different size fish. It's not just big ones. It's not just smuts. And we're confirming that also with what we see when we both see it on the fathom meter and in the boats that stop and do throw bait. You know, it's mixed sizes, which again that bodes well for both our production this year and also for, you know, years to come. There's more fish coming over.
And
there's been indications, you know, that the stock is rebuilding. That's the word from the, you know, the latest stock assessment at the, you know, from the fisheries gurus. The stock is rebuilding. So I mean, that much better. It's a successfully managed fishery. You know, everybody had to tighten their belt up a little bit and take a reduction in stride.
But then they figured out two is enough.
It's working.
You know,
I was just going to say that. You know, I was talking with Don Hansen the other day about it, and that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when you're talking about big fish, like how many do you need? And if you go out on a long range, you get six bluefin that are 40 to 80 pounds, maybe through 100 pounds. Or
maybe
that's
through
a lot
200
of bluefin.
Pounds. Who knows?
Yeah, that's a ton of fish.
A lot of fish.
More
than
enough, no doubt about it.
And it stays quality in that RSW. Take it to Fisherman's Processing, then you have something that can last you for a long time.
And we have, I'm glad you brought that up too, as far as the summer goes, you know, if you guys look at our schedule in the summer, I actually broke up two more 7 day trips. We were just stacked 7, 7, 7, 7 all the way through. And this year I broke up two of those trips and turned them into 3 and 4 day trips. There's been more and more demand for those shorter trips. And the objective is offshore, bluefin, whatever else we may find. But that's really the core target on those voyages.
And that's when? During what?
We added a 3 and a 4 in the second week of August. I think those two are full. There may be one or two spots on them.
And then I added a
3 and a 4 in the middle of July, prime time. Prime time. And then those trips had tons of space because we just added them before the show.
Yeah.
We had 22 spots open on the 3 day and 20. So, I mean, they're wide open.
Yeah.
And I know a couple of our 7 days, Tracy went through the book before the show and kind of cleaned it up and opened some stuff up. And there's plenty of room on a couple of 7 days in our schedule also. I think there was a
July 13 and a July 17. Those things, that would be one. That would be one. Literally, if you're listening with your buds, just book that thing now. Because a July 3 day and 4 day on the Royal Star, it's just not going to last. So just get your buds together now and just score. Because both of them, you're right, are there's plenty of spots on both of them. Both of them have people, but you know.
And what is it? The one is a Saturday through a Tuesday or something, or a Saturday through a Wednesday.
Through Wednesday on the first one, and then Wednesday through Saturday on the other. So both of them encompass weekend. You're not taking maximum time off of work. They're quick hits.
prime
good
time,
stuff,
man.
Prime time,
yeah,
offshore,
yeah.
And again, I really did that to. I wanted to make some trips available, have you know more anglers have an opportunity to fish. You know, you don't have to commit 7 days. Get out on the boat, go on a short one, man. See what we're about.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Well, you're not kidding, man. So much fun we're going to have today, and lots of great information with Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star in here, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or reach us on the toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking your phone calls, not only are we having lots of fun talking Royal Star, talking long range, talking local, we got a great show today. We are also giving away some great prizes. We're going to have three lucky callers at the end of the show today that each are going to win a pair of tickets to go to the Fred Hall Del Mar Show March 28th through the 31st, coming right up in a couple weeks. Looking
forward
to that, buddy.
Three lucky callers for sure. Indeed.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more information. We got catch reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our 2019 trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time for the spectacular 43rd annual Fred Hall Show, March 28th to the 31st at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at San Diego's number one show. Hundreds of booths, acres of boats, over 200 seminars. Iowa Saltwater Tank, Accurate Fishing's main seminar stage, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Costa's Sporting Chef Cafe, the Mammoth Legs Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the San Diego County Ford Dealer Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, the Ultimate Air Dogs, the 805 Beer Okuma Bass Tank, Sewer Disc Great American Duck Races, archery, target shooting, free dive, fly casting, kids casting, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Support CCA Cal and get in free. The Fred Hall Show, March 28th to the 31st at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. We have some sad news to report today.
Big time.
I mean, there are a handful, if that, of true icons in the fishing business. And we lost one this past week, Leon Todd from CalStar. And we have Mike Lum on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
I mean, Leon Todd was the rod guy.
Yeah.
right?
You know, you want to talk about like an instrumental figure in this business. Like there weren't. He is that guy.
Yeah, for sure. And nobody knows the history of Leon Todd and all he's done for the fishing industry like Mike Lum. So that's why we brought Mike in this morning to talk about Leon.
Well, I'm sure there's people that know more about Leon. I had the great fortune back in 1977 and 78. I worked with Leon when he was building Saber Rods for California Tackle, and got to see him firsthand develop rods and what you guys just said a moment ago about icons. You know, that's an overstated term a lot of times, but when you think back on the recreational fishing market and industry here in the West, Leon was instrumental in the developing what we consider modern tackle today. And when you go back into the early 70s, when Saber rods were first on the market and they dominated, they just dominated the saltwater ocean fishing market for decades. And if you weren't fishing with a Saber rod, you just weren't in the game. And, I think everyone would attest that between pin reels and Saber rods, they had to have something like an 80% market share. Yeah.
Who didn't have a Saber rod? I mean, my gosh. I mean, or several Saber rods, right?
Or want them.
Yeah.
Leon was just amazing at developing actions for certain specific types of fishing. It was Saber Rod Company and Leon that came to market with the whole concept of stand-up fishing, which went hand-in-hand with long-range fishing, big-game fishing prior to long-range fishing and prior to that style of fishing was done, you know, on yachts from a fighting chair forever. And it hung on that way on the East Coast for 20 years after we were fishing this way. I remember going to a show at least 20 years after Saber dominated the West and have somebody said, what do you think about this new style of stand-up fishing? And I didn't understand why he said that. And then I realized that, you know, he was talking about the type of fishing that they did on the East Coast. So it literally changed the game. And when we talk about model numbers of rods today or actions, it's Leon that developed those actions. They were imitated by everybody. Yep. And he was gracious enough to just let it go. He never fought it or argued it. We say we talk about a 270 or 665 back in those days or all the numbers that we use today. We all can immediately know about what that rod is like. It's all because Leon developed that.
Yeah, like the graphite composite rods, all that stuff. I mean,
he was
the
instrumental. In that.
I mean, he did it all, and everybody just copied him. And like you say, Leon was such a gentleman and such a gracious person that he knew he had enough business. He sold every CalStar rod that he could make. There was no question. So he just kind of let it go, right?
Some people, yes, he absolutely did, and he was actually good-hearted about it.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to him about it a number of times, and he never seemed to have any issue with it. And when he left, the company that built Saber Rods, which was California Tackle, it had been sold, and so he decided to go out on his own and start CalStar. And he started it as a blank only company,
right.
And they didn't have finished rods.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until a couple years after the blanks got going really well that he was able to do the rods. And, you know, you look at a CalStar rod that was built back in those days and you look at the ones that are built today and they're very much the same. I mean, the technology of components has changed just a little bit, but the rod itself looks the same, feels the same, fishes the same. And that was really what I think people loved about CalStar rods. You could buy one and 2 years later, you could buy another one to go with it and it fit right in. It wasn't like, oh, that one's discontinued and now we got a whole new series to look at. He just developed them as needed, not because he decided he was going to discontinue everything and start over.
And it worked, too.
You can still buy every one of those rods today and they're still 100% perfect as they, you know, I mean, that just a testament to how well they were designed. I mean, you know, a 270 40 years ago is exactly the same as a 270 is today, and it is 100% appropriate, you know, on the back of a boat right now.
Yeah, and I remember
Leon
talking about his poles. He called them poles, right?
Well, people don't realize this, Pete. People don't realize Leon was not a saltwater fisherman.
No. He was a banjo player.
My favorite
part. Yes, yes. He built all these fantastic rods because he had the ability to listen to people who knew what they needed. And he could listen to how they explained it, and he could build a rod to meet those needs. And if it wasn't exactly right, he'd tweak it a little, and the next time he put it out, it was exactly what they wanted. And he listened to the custom rod builders that were the leaders in the industry back then. He listened to the long range captains. He listened to the fishermen that were doing that. He loved being at the shows.
Every time
and listening
I went
to people talk about it.
Every time I went fishing, Leon would quiz me. Well, what'd you think about this? How'd the rod react? What did you get on it? But that was part of his development, is he talked to the anglers about developing the right rod that works for them. And Ricky's talked about it before. Not every rod is right for every person. And Leon built such a wide variety and developed such a wide variety that they had a rod for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really something, and we were all very fortunate to know him and have him as a friend and be able to learn from him, because literally, I mean, it's not an overstatement to say the entire industry today, the roots of those rods go back to Leon's development, and Leon was a rod builder for Roddy rods back before Sabre was around, and Roddy rods were actually a pretty popular rod back in the day, but that was the very beginning of fiberglass rods for the style of fishing that we do.
Are you talking like 60s there, something like that?
Yeah. It was in the 60s because I think Sabre came to being sometime in the early 70s. Mike Stocker was the man that started Sabre Rod. It wasn't actually Sabre Rod Company. It was California Tackle Company building Sabre rods.
Yeah.
And they did that for a reason, because they wanted to also be able to distribute other products. And back in those days, California Tackle did distribute. One thing they did distribute was Andy Monofilament. So in addition to being a manufacturer of Sabre, they were also a distributor for a number of other things, Fuji components and all the various rod building components. So they did that. And Leon also, in his development of Hypalon grips, That was not cork, is what everybody used.
Yeah.
And the development and how Hypalon became the main foregrip and butt section of our rods was really largely because of what Leon did. And he learned how to grind them properly and make them work for fishing. And to this day, they're largely used. So it was another thing he did.
I loved it, too. You'd call there every time when you would call. It was Leon that answered the phone, or it was Pat that answered the phone, or whatever. And, like, I remember a lot of times working at the tackle store, especially when I would open up in the morning, and I would call real early in the morning on days when, you know you're just going to leave a voicemail for somebody to pick up. You know, we're talking 5 a.m., things like that, 5 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, Leon picks up the phone. Hey, how are you? You know, like, every time. And there was not a – you want to talk about somebody that had pride and passion in their business, especially when he was to a point where Leon didn't need to be there answering the phone at 5 a.m., but every time, no matter what. Like, yeah. I just – he was such an awesome, awesome guy.
And such a gentleman, too.
He was a gentleman, and he would also take the time out of a busy day. If somebody stopped by, he would stop what he was doing. He'd sit down with them and visit with them, just like nobody does that. Nobody stops their work to come sit down and talk to somebody, and he would do that. I want everyone also to realize that just because Leon has passed on, the company itself, the last few years, Leon hasn't really been involved for health reasons, but the rods, they've produced a tremendous volume of rods, and he has a team of people there that not only build fantastic rods and will continue his legacy, but I don't want anybody to think because Leon passed away that there's something happening with CalStar. There's not. It's still going just like it's been going the last few years in his absence.
Right.
And his son John has done a tremendous job kind of picking up the reins for his dad.
He has, and he's been involved for many, many years. It's not like he just stepped in and had to learn this. This is decades he's been involved. So this is a sad time for us, and we think about Leon being gone. That just seems so odd to me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the rod company and the rods continue on, and we continue to buy them and fish with them, and I'll always think of him when I pick one up.
Well said.
You bet. Absolutely. Leon Todd, we're going to miss him for sure. And like you say, his legacy moves on forward as CalStar moves forward, too. So, Mike, how's the Bakersfield show going?
You know, it's really going extremely well. It laid out it laid out so well, I couldn't even imagine. I kept hearing about the huge volume of RVs and boats that we had coming in, and I kept wondering how we were going to get them all into place. And the guys that we have that put those things in position, they just kept adding and adding and adding. It's a massive, massive size show. I think there's something like 400 plus RVs on display. And, we got a couple hundred boats. I really don't know the number of boats. I just know that if any more had showed up, like if three more had showed up, we would have not had room for them. So we got tons of boats. We have the fishing hall completely full. Most of the major manufacturers are there. And, this show is really, really, Saturday is the day to come see this show. There's a custom car show as part of it. It's on the property, and there's sand drag racing, and there's all kinds of fun stuff for the kids. And then, and of course, we have the fishing hall. You can enter right into the fishing hall and be right on top of the fishing tackle action. And it's small. It's, you know, you can get by and talk to all the guys. They'll take time and talk to you. But Saturday, the weather is absolutely beautiful. We got rained on last year on Saturday, which was really hard for everybody. But we have beautiful, I think it's going to be in the mid to high 70s today, and the wind doesn't seem to be blowing, and there's not a cloud in the sky. So we're looking forward to a fantastic day.
All right, what are the hours and where is it today?
We're at the Kern County Fairgrounds. The hours today are 10 to 7, tomorrow 10 to 5, and Kern County Fairgrounds, come in the main entrance. When you see it there off of P Street, you can go in the main entrance. It's very obvious how to get in, and then there's also an alternate entrance just up the maybe 100 yards away that takes you directly into the fishing hall. There's box offices at both. And we're looking forward to having a lot of fun. Come on up and join us.
And we'll see you in the Mighty 1090 studios with Bart next Sunday to talk about Del Mar, the next round.
We will be there.
All right.
Looking forward to that as well.
Mike, thanks for taking the time to talk about the one and only Leon Todd from CalStar. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks,
guys. Thanks.
All right. Hey, let's continue on. Find out what's biting on the water. It's time for our Catch Report, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Be sure to see Fisherman's Processing and Fish Pros the Market at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show, where you can purchase their smoked and jerkied fish, all of their killer spices, rubs, the famous smoked cheese, which they completely sold out of at Long Beach. I saw a picture of Sean and the boys hurriedly along smoking up more cheese for their Del Mar Show specials. Fish Pros the Market and Fisherman's Processing, again, March 28th through the 31st. They're going to be in Del Mar. They're going to continue on those amazing show specials that they had in Long Beach, which were just an overwhelmingly success. Sean told me that they smoked enough cheese that they knew would get them through both the Long Beach show and the Del Mar show, and then have a good supply left over going into the season. They sold 100% of what they thought would be both shows just at Long Beach alone.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. So, check them out at Del Mar.
Good morning, Castman.
Morning, boys. Down here in beautiful Ixtapa, we're at the Palma Real Golf Course, hole number one, getting ready to tee off, and you guys are just talking like it's nobody's business. You know, I got a tee time to quit for you.
Well, sorry, Castman. Sorry to interfere. How's the weather in Ixtapa?
It's been mid-80s down here, and flat seas, no wind, but to speak of, but a nice little gentle breeze, and fishing has been, I would say, okay. First day we went out, we released two sails. Second day, we got skunked, and then yesterday we fished inshore and caught a bunch of those white bonita, like, you know, the false albacores. They call them cholas down here. Uh-huh. And then we hooked a couple of big fish and just kept pulling the hook on them. But otherwise, the rest of the guys did well. We one boat one day had seven sail releases. Other ones would have two and three releases. Yesterday, some really nice roosters were caught, and a couple of nice red Kubera snappers, and tuna. We saw the tuna were jumping football-sized fish out about 15 miles, and birds were diving, and it looked like, you know, things were going to happen, but it just couldn't get them to go. And but otherwise, yeah, it's great staying here at the Barcelo Hotel, beautiful hotel right on the beach, all-inclusive, you know, and unfortunately, all the rum is free, and it's, you know, beer is free, margaritas are free, and well, I shouldn't say they're free, but they're included in the all-inclusive package. But, yeah, it's a great place to be, especially during the winter months, you know, with all that rain we've had up there in the cold weather. It's really, really nice. So we're going to do this again next year. I'll have some dates when I get back. I'll try to set them up in the next couple of weeks. And anybody else wants to join us next year, it's a great, great winter destination, great fishing destination.
Yes, it is.
But, sounds awesome.
Yeah, I got an email from Eric Brixton of Gordo Banks Pongas. This week, he says, fishing was really bad. I mean, they had off-color green water, cold, very few tuna, very few Dorado. But Captain Chame, a late report came in yesterday afternoon, 5 Wahoo and 2 nice Dorado. I mean, I don't know where he found it, but he found the spot. So those Wahoo are in there right now. And also, of course, down in Cabo San Lucas, they've got a lot of striped marlin down there right now. They're still doing great numbers, mostly on the Pacific side. Anything toward the Sea of Cortez right now, up at those Iman banks, that water's still kind of off-colored. So hopefully that clears up, and once that does, the fish will be back on again. But anyway, that's the report for this week. And I'm getting ready to tee off here. My partner's looking at me like, come on, man, let's go.
Get it going. Well, hey, yeah. I know we have, I think there was one room left on our Loretto Rumble in May. Is that right?
Yeah, and I may have sold it. I got a couple of guys are looking to take it. They'd call me the first of next week. But I just can check with the hotel if I need to get more rooms. I just got to confirm with them. But anyway, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
All right. Safe travels, Cass. Keep your head down.
I'll tell you a story about that when we get a time. Yeah. All right, man.
We'll talk to you. Wrap up our cast report. Again, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you in your iPad, your Android, or your iPhone device. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information, or just go see Jeff and the gang for Fred Hall specials at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. Again, coming up March 28th through the 31st. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. Accurate reels are an important part of any angler's quiver, and we have a massive selection of Accurate at the show, including the hot new Turn Star Drag reel. So have the Fisherman's Landing Tackle crew help you select the perfect Accurate reel. Come visit the most spectacular booth in our history, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Phones are packed.
Yeah, they
not
are.
A line left in the building. They want to talk to Tim, so let's jump into it.
You got it, man. Why don't we start it off this morning over in Woodland Hills, and we'll get started with Don this morning. Good morning, Don. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, guys. Thank you for the remembrance this morning about Leon Todd. It brought back some memories of me of my first pen reel and, a saber rod back saber in the rod. 70s. Amazing.
Yeah, cool. Indeed. Guy is a legend.
Yep. Hey, my question for Tim. Tim, you mentioned a little bit about the bluefin tuna and the quotas, and I had a chance to sit in on Dr. Barbara Block's seminar this year and last year, and the assessments on the Eastern Pacific is one issue. What's going on the Western Pacific? Are they becoming more compliant?
You know what, man? I don't want to talk out my rear here. I don't know enough about it in the current cycle to comment intellectually or accurately. So I'm going to have to leave you to your own research. I do know that the stock is rebuilding now. That's what I can tell you with certainty. That as of last week, the last meeting at the Fishery Science Center. So. That's good news.
Yeah. No, that is good news, and thank you very much for representing all of us, you know, here in California and on the West Coast. We appreciate that.
Hey,
thanks,
it's my
Don.
Pleasure, man. I love being involved, and you know, any chance that I get to share what I know or to, you know, either with you guys or, you know, on the science side of it as an advisor, I'm ready and raring to go. I know it's not just all our passion; it's our livelihood also. So.
Cool.
Always forward.
See,
can
I get in one more question?
Sure, go ahead, Don.
At the show, I saw the new Gamakatsu HD hook.
Yeah,
oh,
give
awesome
a little bit
hook.
Of information about that, and I'm looking forward to the ring hook when it comes out.
Yeah, coming out soon, right, Rick?
It is. Yeah, very shortly. Basically, it's a, you know, for lack of better words, it's just it was the one hook in the line that they were missing. The Gamakatsu, you know, Nautilus hook was a extremely successful hook for live bait fishing. But what it lacked was that medium to large tuna size, which really the last couple of years is what we're catching. You know, in the old days, you always fished a, you know, fairly skinny wire, number 20 fly line hook. But, you know, it's so
Guadalupe size.
Yeah, but there's so much of this 40 to 100-pound tuna, 40 to 150-pound tuna we've been catching. Gamakatsu offered the Nautilus, which was a great hook, and then the Super Nautilus, which was an extreme duty size, you know, very, very heavy gauge wire, great for big baits and long-range cow fishing, but there just wasn't that in-between wire size, and that's what the HD is. That Nautilus HD is just it's a perfect gap filler, really.
Hook.
Yeah, it's
going
to be light enough that your bait still swims very well, and you're very capable at taking, you know, fish up to 150 pounds of Guadalupe, but not so heavy that it's dragging your bait down and you're puncturing this giant piece of steel through a sardine. So.
And they're going to have, I believe they're shipping now the regular hook, and then they're going to have the ring hook shipping very shortly.
Correct. Yeah, we're really excited. It's going to be a really, really good hook.
Gamakatsu Nautilus HD.
Right.
I saw those things.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah, that's
you like them?
Oh, yeah.
Very good one.
Yeah. It's a good hook. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Don.
How about we jump right back into him and talk to Troy, who's calling us from Fontana this morning. Hi, Troy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Troy.
Hey, good morning. I had a question for Tim about the long-range trips.
Fire away.
I've never been on a long range, and I'm wondering if that's something that I should tackle by myself or if he thinks I should bring my wife along. She went with me a few years ago to Oxnard. We went fishing, and she loved it. So I was just wondering what kind of accommodations you had that would make her trip better, and also how it works as far as payment. You pay 50% down, you pay the whole amount when you reserve it. That's my question.
50% confirms the reservation, and you pay that 50% when you make your reservation, or you can work something out with Tracy if you want to make payments on it. But 50% confirms, the remaining 50% is due upon departure. I cannot encourage you enough to go on a trip and bring your wife along. Probably a shorter trip to start out. Make sure she's going to like it, but it sounds like she's going to anyway. I would really recommend going on a 3-day trip, a 4-day trip in the summer. And
like one of those July trips you just
exactly,
had.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And if you're going on Royal Star, request room 7 or 8. That's the rooms that are farthest aft in the back hallway. We call those the honeymoon suites. They're double wide bunks, ideal for couples, if you will. I can't encourage you enough. Number one, if you haven't been on a long range boat, just the program of the boat with the three meals service and the higher standard of service on deck. We've got 5 men working on deck at all time. Total 7-man crew. It's a really high standard of service. 24 or 25 anglers, and we have a lot of time to single out and work on an individual basis with anglers new to long range fishing. We're really about developing angler skills and that's across the board. It doesn't matter what level angler you're at, but I know that I hear it all the time. Anglers express little trepidation about going on a long range trip because they think everybody out there has got a high level of experience and they're not going to fit in or they're going to get in the way. Nothing could be further than the truth. We are not just us as the crew, but you'll find also the anglers on board are so welcoming. We're so passionate about our love for fishing and our love for this style of fishing that everybody is just, you know, you're embraced by everybody on board and you get up to speed quickly. If you have any fishing experience whatsoever, it's not, you know, I say it all the time, it's not, you know, we're not talking about brain surgery, you know, you'll adapt quickly and figure it out,
Tim, the reality is you don't need fishing experience to go on a long range trip.
No, you don't.
Star because you guys are absolutely the best teachers in the world.
That's right. Yeah. And again, I'll say it. I'll reemphasize that we have a lot of opportunity because there are a number of anglers that have a higher level of experience that we really don't need to tend to very closely. So we have the opportunity to spend a lot of individual time with anglers that are new to that style of fishing and educate them. Develop their skill, watch over their shoulder, make sure that they get it down and nailed in short order so they're right with the program as it's taking place.
If she's been with you and enjoyed fishing on, you know, shorter trips, you mentioned that Oxnard there, the level of comfort that's on a boat like the Royal Star, it's just not matched.
You're, blow your mind.
You're in a stateroom together, you're not sleeping in open bunks, the meals are, I mean, they're off the charts. She's going to sit down to a gourmet meal and have a nice glass of wine with dinner. And the bathrooms are big and heads and showers. It's just the level of comfort on a long range trip like that. It's not matched by anything else. She'll guaranteed have a great time. The only downfall is you better make sure that you're ready to do that because there's not going to be a time where she's not going to want to go with you on every trip in the future. I can guarantee you that.
I was going to say, yeah, the 3 or 4 day will almost undoubtedly lead to the 7 day.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is our plan.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
When we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming for your way. Lots of phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. We are proud to have the largest selection of Shimano products in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, plus the all-new Tranx 200. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The Shimano Tranx 500 reel changed the way we cast for big fish. Since that incredible innovation, Shimano has created three additional sizes of Tranx level wind reels: the Tranx 200, 300, and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. Choose the gear ratios and handle design that fits your need for both fresh and saltwater applications. Once you cast a Tranx reel with a surface iron, swim bait, popper, jerk bait, or any other cast and retrieve application, you will be hooked. Pick up the amazing Shimano Tranx 200, 300, 400, and 500 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a new way to fish.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper. When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic-steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full-color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 Radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.